Hello and welcome to The Seance with me, Pete Wiggs, and James Dum Papadimitri.
Yes, welcome against the parlour. It's time for another cheeky tweak upon the ether, commencing thus.
I played this at our live seance the other day, which yes. You may or may not have been at.
Eventful evening that was.
It was.
Spicy, there was dancing, there was drinking, there were sporadic skirmishes in the toilets.
And there was the Ragga Twins.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means
still sounding great after 20 or however many years that is.
I was going to say 20, many pints, as we may have knocked back that night when you played it on Friday. I do recall, actually, through the dim mist of it all, that you dropped that one quite late in the evening.
Smashed it.
A peak time blinder, as somebody or other might have once said. Onto my newish, well, actually, my newish thing isn't that new. It came out on this month's, what came with this month's copy of The Wire on their cover mount CD, The Wiretapper. plastered on the front there, and I don't know, maybe that places me firmly in Cheatsville.
But what, you know, what Cheapskatesville.
Yeah, and that, yeah, but what are you going to do? Yeah, it's a reliably flaming compilation anyway, and when I saw that there was this thing on it called Fly Traps by Baconhead, yeah, I had a hunch it was going to be good and gnarly, and guess what?
Drop.
was Motor City by Sand Circles, the title track of their new album, which is on Not Not Fun, and which Peking Lights is home, I think.
Yeah, it's very much got that Not Not Fun sound, doesn't it?
It's very much like a sort of 80s theme album to a imaginary series, I guess. It's a bit KPM in a way.
Okay.
Late period.
Well, aptly enough, particularly Peking Lights, have been working with Adrian Sherwood, and he's not on this next track. He did appear on the B-side of it, though, a very early Sherwood tune called Private Armies, which I would love to have played, but it's a little bit sweary.
It's a good link.
Indeed, most serendipitous. And, so anyway, I'm going to plump for the rather better-known A-side by Vivian Goldman. It's called Laundrette, and it features instead on this side the production duties of a Mr. Lydon and a Mr. Levine, a post-punkery classic, whichever way you slice it anyway.
I wanted 10 pence for the dryer. Yes, that was how we met. My laundry bag was broken. My clothes were soaking wet. I felt I needed hugging. You needed board and lodging. I can't complain, we went down the drain. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Now my socks are your socks in the dryer, and your jeans run into my shirt. You always were untidy. My place, it all seemed just a laugh, but you hadn't left there 2 weeks later. Your hair's all over the bath. It's good to get you to go. I had to learn to say no. I can't complain, we went down the drain. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Seems like I can't get away from you. Even in the laundrette. Now my socks are your socks in the dryer, and your jeans run into my shirt. I can't complain, we went down the drain. We'll be right back.
And that's a very Andy Weatherall sounding Andy Weatherall mix of Sun God by Cut Copy.
Quintessential one could possibly venture.
Yes.
It's back at a three time. Yes.
Ah, yeah. What's it going to be?
Well, it's less thematic. Thought I'd give the themes a rest this week and just...
It's just three songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. No, we'll go for some tenuous linkage. It's I don't know how many degrees of separation these would stand at, but all become clear afterwards, commencing anyway, with some high-grade bubblegum from 1974. Thank you.
sticks and lots of cocktail sticks. We saw the barbers, the modern lovers, and they looked very good. They looked as if they could. We are the neighbors, the nosy neighbors. We think just like you would. We think just like we should.
From Bristol. Jean-Michel Bézina. Bonjour, paysan.
A wonderful packet of three. Excellent. Tell us why. Why?
Okay. Here's why. We kicked off with Fox, Only You Can, from 1974, headed up by the very charismatic Nusha Fox. Mother, pop fact fans of Ben Goldacre, the tousle-haired scientist, TV personality and Guardian columnist.
Absolutely mental, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a sort of, I don't know, it's like a psychedelic sophistication to them in comparison with other sort of pop acts of the era. And after that, we leapt forward slightly to 1981 with A Certain Ratio and their tune The Fox. And then we leapt back to 1974, accidentally, actually, as it happens, with Brian Eno from his classic album Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. The song is called The Great Wheel, and it's from it features the lyric Looking for a Certain Ratio, from whence the Dur factory Mancunians purloined their name. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, brilliant. And most enjoyable.
Excellent. Glad to be of service, and I've thrown down a suitably twitching gauntlet for you to pick up next week.
You have, and I will.
Good.
Manfully pick it up.
As long as it's manfully. You listen to RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM. This is The Seance with Pete Wiggs and Dumb.
And now some Eastern European beat music.
The evergreen Uroy there with Natty Don't Fear, and overdue props to Mr. Hager, the stalwart seancee, for reminding me of what a mainstay that was of my often horizontal youth. Over to Mr. Wiggs, and who's your friend over there in the corner?
Yeah, speaking of youth.
The marvellous mechanical mouse organ!
A friend of mine, a porcupine, went up in a balloon. He sailed it here, he sailed it there, he sailed it nearly everywhere, except perhaps the moon. He sailed with ease across the seas, an inch above the waves, and only joked at getting soaked, at which an ancient codfish croaked, how nicely he behaves. He sailed it rough with snarling tough wild animals below.
He sailed it blind and tried to find some gentle things who lived behind the sunset's rosy glow.
He sailed it hot above a lot of scorching desert sand.
He sailed it cold, as I've been told, where crowds of happy penguins hold their flippers hand in hand.
He sailed it high beyond the sky, and then I must explain, a spiky spine of porcupine popped his balloon so proud and fine, and brought it down again.
wonderful Radio London. Whoopee!
What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?
Always found that very amusing, that Who track, Heinz Baked Beans.
From Sell Out, no?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
And that sort of completed a trio of rather...
Tickled me.
Yeah, taking us off into childish territory.
Yeah, yeah. Our childhood territories, albeit slightly disturbed in the middle there. Because before that we had Mark Van Hoen from his album, his colossal album, The Revenant Diaries. I featured the track from that the other week. That one is called...
I remember.
Thank you very much. I didn't remember.
I did.
Well done, that man.
And at the beginning, it was Bagpuss. Well, it wasn't actually Bagpuss. It was John Faulkner doing the Porcupine song from the programme.
Actually sounding pretty wonderful, I thought. You've been listening to The Seance with Pete Wiggs and Dumb on RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM. Thank you for joining us. To play us out, we're going to have something from James Pants from his album, which is mainly comprised of very useful shorts. And this one's called Fancy Soap. And thanks again for joining us in the parlour this week. Let's do it again next week.
Bye.